the security guard who was reported to be seriously injured and taken to hospital after an alleged assault November 17 at Barry City Hall is recovering from the incident, says his company. GardaWorld also said the well-being of its employees is always the top priority and the employee is in good hands, but did not elaborate further. As the investigation is still ongoing, we will not be providing further details at this moment to respect the integrity of the investigation and the privacy of those involved, GardaWorld said in a statement to Barry Today. On Friday, November 17, at 9:50 a.m., Barry City Police received a call for a report of a trespasser at 70 Collier Street. Police said a male security guard had allegedly been assaulted, received serious but non-life-threatening injuries in the rotunda area and was taken by paramedics to Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH. Michael Catania, 49, of Barry, was arrested November 27 and has been charged with assault causing bodily harm. Catania was released from custody with a January 10, 2024 court date. None of the allegations have been tested in court. The city budgeted almost $1.18 million for security services this year, $1.21 million last year and has budgeted for $1.23 million for 2024, although the budget process continues tonight. I feel safe at Barry City Hall. However, that doesn't mean everyone does all the time, said Mayor Alex Nuttall. The safety of our employees is paramount and, based on the budget as adopted, I am satisfied staff are doing everything possible to maintain safety and order. Nuttall said the city sent a thank you message to the injured guard, along with support from Barry City Hall employees, and the city routinely checks in with him. The mayor said the security guard has also been sending updates, which will be kept private at this time. Barry's security services are not limited to City Hall, and there are multiple funding sources for security services provided across the city. Included in the guard's duties are maintaining a visible security presence at the site they are assigned, at all times conducting continuous foot patrols inside and outside the facility, scheduled at staggered intervals every 30 minutes.